I'm trying to think when, what point my dad switches off. Because he said to me this morning, because we always phone and discuss coffee and the weather. Mm-hmm. Generally in that order.
That's good. Says, that's nice.
He said, son of mine, he said, I've been listening. I do listen. He says, but I'll be honest with you, I often turn it off when you two start speaking about stuff.
That's at the start.
So which point is it?
When he, we start speaking about
deep,
stuff.
How deep does he get in?
It's like, welcome ladies and gents, off.
Oh no.
He doesn't even get that far.
No, this one. Maybe next week.
Oh jeez. Okay, ladies.
So it's nice to be supported by your family. I'm going to tell you a wonderful story.
Oh.
Kind of the world can often be a terrible place. Did you enjoy Eurovision?
I didn't watch it. I don't watch TV.
Oh, well, fuck you. Oh. I thought Eurovision, there's been a lot of negativity about it, saying the staging was... People have been down it because geopolitical shit in Israel's end. People have been going out of the way to say it's a pile of shit. The Swedes pulled it off.
Okay.
It was lovely. Some of the songs I didn't like. You'd have appreciated The Frenchman. Oh, what a voice.
Would it be good? Was it good?
Lad, he could sing.
Oh.
But the British made a mistake this year.
What happened?
It's a fine line in Eurovision.
Yes.
Although Eurovision is probably the programme in the world that is gayer than Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
Eurovision's gayer.
I get that, yeah.
But you can't be too gay.
Oh, now, I don't know who our entrant was.
Ollie Alexander, too gay. They went full gay. Oh. Basically, they were greased up twinks in a shower sauna, fucking on the floor of the tiles, and getting lobbed about by gravity.
Oh, brilliant!
It was a gravity-free orgy, gay orgy.
Oh God,
gay twink orgy.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, the
song good?
The song's all right.
Was it
poppy?
All right? Yeah, okay.
It's poppy. The fucking the set was clever, but it was too gay.
Too gay. You
can
went
have
too far.
A woman with giant hair. Giving it this camp is Christmas, but they went too gay.
So there was a
case of the two gays.
Was there any shaved heads?
Yes,
that's where you lose a lot of people.
Can people having the cut out that trimmed out their eyebrow?
This is proper gay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you want is showbiz gay.
So yeah, so he got Larry Grayson gay.
Oh.
So he got. Oh. So we there's the votes. It's quite. I like Eurovision. I won't lie.
Yeah.
Every year.
To be fair, I forgot it was on.
Yeah.
We should have done a live stream.
Yeah, we should have.
We should have.
But I had a terrible hangover because I was out on Friday night. So I had a terrible, terrible hangover. I drank this stuff called chocolate and hazelnut milk stout, 6.8%.
When you were out to have a good time, you heard the name chocolate and hazelnut.
Milk stout,
and you went, I want one of them.
I want one of them.
That's ridiculous,
man. And drank 6.8%. That was at the start of
the
evening.
That's ridiculous.
I was drinking Hoegaarden beer, which is a strong one, creamy. It's like mother's milk.
Oh.
It's like if your mother...
A Dundee's mother's
it's
milk.
It's like you got some mother's milk and then a punch in the face.
That's a Dundee's mother's milk, yeah.
So it was too gay. But fucking Graham Norton's funny. I do like Graham Norton.
Do you enjoy him?
I enjoy Graham Norton. Anyway, that's not what I was kind of going on. This is a story of life.
Oh.
So, on my windowsill in my kitchen, I have a glass, and in it, I'm soaking an avocado seed. That's the most middle-class thing I've ever said.
I think you are a hidden middle-class
I just like to fuck about with big seeds. You've seen my big bum nut.
You love your bum nut.
I love my bum nut, so I thought I'd love an avocado tree. So anyway, I've got this growing. I come down in the morning, in the glass, there's four dead bees. And I'm like, oh no, I've killed four bees with my
hatchet. Did it hurt you?
It did.
Okay.
So they're dead. They're like that.
Okay.
They look like you.
Yeah.
I pick them out of the water and I just sit them there and they're dead. They're like, their wee wings are soaked to their body. They're like a wee goth girl in the rain.
Oh, that's...
And they're just lying there
dead.
That's
lovely.
And I go about my business and I come back and I see one of them.
Oh.
I think it's life. And I'm like, oh, and I take him, blowing him, and he, oh. He's weak, buzz, blah, blah, blah. I think, oh, you're okay. And then I see another one. Twitching. So I take the two of them and I put them in a wee Chinese takeaway container with a wee bit of a kitchen towel. I leave them overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And the following morning, they're fine. So I take them out in my hand and they fly off.
Oh,
now, the other two, the dead ones, I've put in a plant pot for compost, the circle. You know the nature?
Circle of life. We'll talk about the circle of life in a minute.
We shall. one of those bees has climbed out of its grave and it's on the flowers. And I go, magnificent. So I take him and I go, and fly away. It was wonderful. So out of four drowned bees, only one actually was dead. That's remarkable. No, they were drowned.
But wasn't it an old classic trick where you get a fly and you put it underwater and it drowns and it dies. Mm-hmm. And then you do all this, but a wee bit of salt will bring it back.
Well, I didn't involve, there was no salt, mate.
No, but I'm just saying it's there was a trick.
It wasn't
a miracle.
No, what I'm thinking is,
yeah,
my love and my breath, I am be Jesus. So you know things like, I was getting upset about stickers.
Yeah.
And be Jesus, who gives a fuck?
Wait, hold on.
Be Jesus, see if this show never makes any money.
The last time you said you were some form of Jesus.
I don't care.
You make yourself t-shirts.
And be Jesus.
This is, no.
And be Jesus.
No, I'm going to, at this point, I'm going to have a small intervention.
No, be Jesus.
Because this is the third time since I've met you, you've claimed Jesus, and it goes on for fucking months.
And be Jesus. But what I'm suggesting is,
oh God,
if Chris has suffocated a hamster up his arsehole
again,
I'll resuscitate it. I'll give it a wash first.
I take it
then
in.
I'll breathe on it.
Don't breathe where
just
it is.
Blow up his arsehole. Just start running.
Just get
running
a straw.
It's running around his colon. Like, can you put those the wee balls?
Oh, the ball.
So I'm gonna try and find a dead mouse today.
Okay.
Maybe a moth.
Come up to my house. There's rats everywhere.
That's fine. No, and cats for next week.
Okay.
Then I'll slowly move up the animals. And I reckon by maybe a fortnight from now, I'll be at like a safari park. Get the one, Kate. Get in that one, animal park. It's on the telly. You don't watch telly.
Yeah.
I'll try an elephant. If anybody hears in Fife, if there's a whale.
Oh, there's always a whale washed up, yeah.
I'm going to go down there. And I'm just going to bring it back to life.
The last whale I saw was at Arbroath.
I'm not willing to go to Arbroath.
And it was on the beach.
Jesus never went to Arbroath. Why would I?
And you could smell it from Dundee. Mm-hmm. But we stopped to see it.
And we went
up on the bridge and looked down. And it burst, but it didn't explode. You heard this.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And it was a 10-minute fart.
Have you ever seen, it's like it won the World Wildlife Competition photograph. 1 year.
Okay.
And it's a giant whale. Again, it's like a big fucking whale, big baleen whale. And it's lying on the beach. And there's killer whales are basically, they've just found it and they're eating it. There's about 20 killer.
Oh, that's nice.
No, 20 polar bears, sorry.
Polar killer whales, same thing.
Fuck's sake, they've got
they're the same thing.
And they're fucking rolling about in it and they're just bright drenched in blood. Terrifying.
Yeah, they're scary.
I saw a guy, he was down scuba diving.
Okay.
If God had meant this, if I could maybe give people gills. Now
I don't,
be
just
Jesus.
Continue.
Do you want
please.
Me to try and give you gills?
This
hold
is,
on, I'm
this is the third time.
Hold on, hold on. Shh. Gills.
My anus is tingling.
Gills, I know. That's essentially a gill, isn't it?
No.
You know, have you seen one of those spiders that can live underwater and it makes itself a little air bubble?
Yeah.
Your arsehole could serve a similar purpose. Is there not the mammalian gag reflex?
Ken, I have a gag reflex.
No, Ken, if you go underwater, you do. Ken, a baby, you can throw. A woman.
Yeah.
You could. Ken, like one of those 1930s movies. Ken, there was a spell, it was all swimming pools.
Okay.
And there was a famous woman that did all the stuff in the swimming pool. All the films had to be plotted.
Shelley Winters.
You could have like 30 Dundee women just birthing into swimming pools and just having. Because the babies don't drown.
God, it would be like a meat bath bomb.
Yeah.
No.
Like.
I know they don't drown, but all the goo that comes out.
It's like that Nirvana baby. Did he not sue Nirvana?
He did. He lived on it for 30 years and then went,
needed a mortgage.
Oh, I need something more. I'm going to sue them for like, I was exploited. And it's like,
did they give him much money?
I think he got told to fuck off because he'd done very well out of it for all these years. And
I
complained.
Know.
It's like, just settle down.
Ken.
Fuck's sake. I wouldn't care.
No.
It's not.
It's a famous
cover. But now it's all covered up now.
Oh, does it?
Because you can't see a baby dick.
What's that famous Led Zeppelin one with the two Morlock children on the steps? Can the gal the devil's the Giant's Causeway, and it's like babies with wigs and you see their arseholes.
Oh, God, I don't want it.
The 60s and 70s were a funny time.
Wasn't a good time.
Was it not?
A good time.
Have you ever heard of you move in these circles? I'm going with it today.
Jesus
be
Christ.
Jesus, who's going to stop
you
me?
You got up early today.
Who's going to stop me?
How many coffees have you
I've
had?
I've not had a coffee. No, I have one.
Oh, yeah, I thought so.
I
What's in that?
Nicaraguan, kind of just alcohol, basically.
Yeah, basically.
No, it's not. It's just Kiora. I had a Nicaraguan coffee, which I hand ground last night. Powder, I just like powder. Beautiful. Oh. Anyway, I've got a hand grinding machine. I love
and
it.
Avocados. And your I've seen your hand grinding machine. It's milled aluminium.
Yeah.
And,
well, that cost me a couple of quid. It's 150 quid new.
Extremely expensive.
Wild.
Just, you know how I make coffee?
I know, but you don't make coffee.
But I do.
No, it's not
You
coffee.
Open the Nescafe thing.
That's not coffee.
You take out a spoonful or something, put it in.
It's disgusting.
Add
though.
Hot water.
Disgusting.
Drink.
Disgusting.
Don't even stir it.
Disgusting.
It's fine.
But anyway, so there was, you move in these circles. In Inverness, in the early 2000s, there was a guy called Kim Gordon.
Okay.
And he was like one of your people, a kind of vaguely fucking surfy hippie fucker.
Okay.
And he had a van in Inverness and he had like a, he sold stuff, jewellery. I'll have to ask my mum and dad about it.
Okay.
I can't remember the guy. But it turns out he's a vile rapist. He was predating upon all these young lasses. But he actually went to America with one of his sons and faked his own death.
This is sounding familiar.
No, I'd heard nothing of this. But I think this happened in 2021.
Yeah.
During this kind of COVID.
This is really recent. Yeah.
Strange
people. No, it's. But wait, why would you say my kind of people then say he was a horrendous rapist?
He surfs.
Yeah, but surfing.
You're not rapey because you've got a limp now. You can't catch anybody.
Jesus.
The surfing stuff. Okay.
So the circle of life.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to point. You said the circle of life.
Hold on. Okay,
This is what B Jesus said this morning to our listeners. I was clearing out my house and I found, old tools, and it was my dad's sledgehammer from he worked at the
water board. Was that the stick he used to beat you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I cut off the bit at the top, the hammer bit, and you always have handles and stuff.
Yeah,
you like good wood. I thought I'll bring that in for you.
Wonderful. I'm gonna put an axe.
And the first thing you saw was I'll put an axe on that so I could kill you. The circle of life. And then you got all poetic about killing me. And this is before the show even started.
But I wouldn't kill you yet.
Oh, yeah, you still want the show to get somewhere. You don't know how to work this.
The thing is, what we need to do, we need to achieve a great level of success.
Okay.
What was the best thing that happened in Michael Jackson's career?
Getting off with raping children.
No.
Oh, no?
Dying.
Oh, right, okay, dying.
There was an uptick.
I think he probably felt personally getting off with it.
Yeah, well, that
helped.
Care, whatever he thinks, but we get a few of these in the bank,
right?
Then you
axed
to death. Then I can just sit back and folk will listen to this shit forever. I won't have to do anything.
Well, yeah, that's why you're not getting any in the bank. This is why I'm not doing it, and this is why I don't tell you how to work this. And even if it did, you'd never figure this out.
I would never want
you'd
to learn.
Never.
I'd never want
you'd
to
never
learn
figure
it.
Out.
I'd never want to learn it. I could just record it on. I've got like a tape deck in the house.
Yeah.
I could periodically put one out.
Oh, God.
My cat's quite enigmatic. I could do a podcast.
More than
me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, okay. Have you got something to say today?
Because
I'm Bee Jesus now. I'm not the same man. You just can't. I'm not.
People think you're doing a bit for the show. I will have to explain to them. Every time you think you're Jesus, you'll make t-shirts. You'll have things that you'll make, like items. You make sculptures to do with being Jesus. This will continue for fucking months.
Yeah, I'm being Jesus.
Every time. The first couple of times I didn't mention it.
Excuse me, guys. I'm just listening to the bees because I can hear them now.
This is what happens.
They say you're a cunt.
You were cockroach. You were
cockroach
Jesus
for
ages.
Time.
Where are they?
Oh, I killed them all. They didn't live up to my expectations.
You smited them.
Well, I wanted them to be doing something. You know that thing where they say that if you got a million monkeys in a room, they'd end up writing War and Peace with typewriters?
Yeah.
I gave those little fuckers typewriters. Did they do anything? No. I said, I'm smiting the lot.
But that's because that's not true. If you had infinite time with infinite
monkeys
them. And they're all pressing everything, they'll come up with the complete works of Shakespeare. Mm. That's not true.
How do you know?
Well, it doesn't work that way.
How do you know? Has anybody tried it?
There was a guy who...
Has anybody ever tried it?
No, but there was a scientist.
Has anybody, in maybe once on Saturday morning TV, they've had one monkey and they've given it a typewriter and it shot in its hand and ate it? That's not evidence.
But there's one guy mm-hmm. who got a computer mm-hmm. and it made millions of calculations every second.
Oh.
And it was just random.
One guy.
So many. No, it was on the Christmas lectures years ago.
Okay.
And he put all his wealth in his house. Would go to charity if it came up with his name and address.
It never will.
Okay. I'm just saying, it won't happen.
Okay.
Infinite's a very amorphous term.
Well, sometimes sitting across from you feels like an infinity.
Speaking of which, let's just change the subject and get on to the text messages.
Sunny today as
now,
well.
Watch what I'm doing. I'm taking
changing
off.
Your specs.
Oh, Jesus, can't see anything.
But how long has it taken you to get to this stage?
You're blurred. Not even today, because I forgot, and it was Chris Shadowins reminded me.
That's good.
So,
you're taking.
Whoa, look how good my phone is. Right.
You're taking instruction from Chris Shadowins.
I know.
God.
This is Gary Flowers from Patreon.
Hello, Gary.
I'm assembling a crack commando unit.
I thought
there was
no Garys left.
No, they're not. They're not getting called Gary now. He's Gary from a long time ago.
He's one of the last.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, well done, Gary.
I'm assembling a crack commando unit. They're too young to be in the Dirty Dozen and too old to be an expendable. So far, I've recruited Gerard, is it? Lee
Buck
Majors,
Rogers.
Yeah, Stacey Keach and Tom Selleck. Who else should I get to
join? Is Keach still with us?
I don't think so.
Keach.
I don't think so.
He had a strong face, Stacey Keach.
Strong moustache.
There was a number of Keach. Well, he had a moustache because he had a hair lip.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, that would explain that.
Who would you add to that?
Well, that's a good boy. I mean, Lee Majors.
You know who? He's dead, but Sterling Hayden.
Who's Sterling Hayden?
What?
I don't know who Sterling
Hayden is. He was going to be the captain in Jaws, but he's just too big an alky.
Oh.
Robert Shaw would
but
be
Robert
good.
Shaw wasn't an alky.
He was an alky. But no, but
not as much.
Sterling Hayden was more.
He beat him.
He's in a famous cowboy film where he's a Norwegian whaler and he shows up in the cowboy town and his father's been killed by this one-handed gunslinger. Wears black and he's got stubble, and it's the only film where there's a shootout between a man with a harpoon and a guy with a six shooter, and he fucking gets a draw on him and kills him, throws a harpoon straight through him.
If I've learned anything from films, if you've got a cool weapon that you're practiced
when's
with,
everything.
I'll beat any gun.
A 5-year-old with a machine gun will kill anybody.
Yeah, but if you've practiced with throwing playing cards,
have you seen
you'll
the guy
cut
yeah,
cunt's head
playing
off.
Cards that can cut yeah. a man? Who's a tough guy that's kicking about?
That'd be a tough.
What about
Yul Brynner?
He's dead as well. Did he say Bruce Boxleitner?
No, he didn't. Just made that up.
Bruce Boxleitner from Bring Him Back Alive.
I don't know. He doesn't have that tough.
He's tough. What if
you think?
Fuck
so?
Off.
Think so.
I'd like to see you fight Bruce
Boxleitner. I wouldn't fight. Well, what was he about 18 now? I'd fight him
no,
now.
No, he's a good. He's maybe 5 years older than you.
Shut the fuck up.
So 75.
I would say Yul Brynner.
No, but no, he's putting together a crack team. These men are alive.
But Yul Brynner.
No.
Oh, Yul Brynner is a robot.
So let's think. No, let's be serious for once.
Yul Brynner's
alive
a robot.
People. What about fucking Baldwin? Alec Baldwin.
You reckon he's
killed
handsy.
People. None of the others have killed him.
He's killed people. Yeah, Alec Baldwin. I agree with him.
Ken ain't the toughest man alive of actors. Genuine uh-huh. toughest guy. Charles Bronson.
Oh,
Charles Bronson in his peak.
Have you seen, there's a picture of Bronson walking with, is it Jill Ireland,
right.
his wife at the time?
Fucking hell.
They're like gods.
Yeah.
He has muscles on muscles. He has 5 biceps on each arm.
That wasn't a guy who was a gym guy. He was just
huge.
Yeah. Jill Ireland, that was a shame.
Yeah.
No, Kurt Russell was in a film with Charles Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a famous story, and they got on well. Right. And Kurt Russell bought it was his Bronson's birthday, and Kurt Russell, who seems a very nice guy, he was a nice kid, bought Charles Bronson a gift.
Right,
and he handed it to Bronson, and Bronson just didn't say anything, left the room, and Kurt Russell thought he'd upset him, and then ages later, Bronson came back and he said, "Look, I grew up poor. I've never received a gift in my life. That's the first present somebody's ever bought me.
Shit.
And they became lifelong friends. And they used to like skateboard. And the boss of the studio had gone to Kurt Russell for skateboard. And Bronson went to visit him. And Kurt Russell got to skateboard wherever he wanted.
Oh my God.
If you see him in like the Dirty Dozen, he's fucking terrifying.
He's
man.
A scary guy.
Scary yeah, guy.
He's a scary guy.
I even loved him. What's that? We should watch the Death Wish one where he. Have we done the one where he kills all the gangs?
Death Wish 3 is one of the greatest films ever
the
made.
The old guy kills a guy with a rocket launcher, a bazooka.
It's wonderful. Mm. We'll watch that.
Yeah.
I may have made this up.
Uh huh.
But I believe Orson Welles is on his deathbed. Oh. And the gurgle almost comes, and a word, two words come out as he dies. Kurt Russell, and he dies. His last words were Kurt Russell. Well, Kurt Russell has been up to a lot.
He's been around yeah. for a long time.
Now, I may have made all that. Please, nobody fact check that.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
So thanks, Gary Flowers. That was that. That got us. Oh, here
I didn't think we'd come up with a real answer. British version. What about Sean Cuddy? I bet you fucking Daniel O'Donnell.
Daniel O'Donnell, he's killed people.
Have you ever seen the film, is it The Wild Geese, where there's
love
a guy
it.
Who plays this very gay guy,
mm-hmm.
and a bit, he's wounded, and he doesn't want to get, he pulls out his knife, and he's, come here, my lovelies.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking great. Yeah. The Wild Geese is great.
That's ridiculous. Right.
Chris McShadwins.
Yeah.
Good morning, gents.
Oh, no.
Derek, I know you've been trying to work off your recent weight gain, but I think extra meat on your bones looked good. Thank you. That feels a bit sexual. That's, besides, more cushion for the pushing. Am I right, ladies? Wink sexily at the camera. He's getting too familiar. No, I like skinny. I like my ribs to look like a CD rack.
Okay.
That's what I go for.
You go for that, okay.
Questions for Goron.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever became of that wee robot you were building?
I got stymied. I was doing other stuff. I'm yeah. being Jesus now.
Jesus Christ.
I can't do little. I'm here to save things. I can't. I don't have time.
Is it completed and waiting for your command to wreak havoc?
I just need to put the legs and arms on it.
Yeah, it's almost done.
It's almost done. I'll get it done. I always skip on another project.
Yeah, you need to finish things,
I never finish anything.
If one wanted to recreate your world-famous Cooler Shaker recipe, what kind of flavour canned coffee are you mixing with the non-alcoholic?
Doesn't matter.
It's a no.
It's caramel latte would do.
Caramel latte. I think it's just a latte, isn't it?
It says, I don't care.
Milky latte.
I think the Guinness platform could take a chocolate.
Oh, that's disgusting. Chocolate's the worst food on the planet.
No, don't be so ridiculous.
I hate
chocolate. I wish we were sponsored by Hotel Chocolat.
Well, I can... What, is that just chocolate?
Oh, the best chocolate company
in I can't eat it. I don't like chocolate. It tastes like shit. It gets stuck in your throat.
Oh, fuck.
Cheers, have a good show, and I hope Derek remembered the fucking memory card for the camera. Yes, it did, and...
Whoa.
I brought a second one that I've got nine for
what
just that camera.
What was the general feeling? Did people enjoy not having to look at us?
No, I got a lot of complaints.
Did you? Okay.
Fuck it. Well, see, they're still complaining.
Okay.
It's like, why wouldn't you have two memory cards? Where's the other one? Why wouldn't you? And then I got great advice. Maybe take two down. Fuck off. I know that.
I don't take advice from these people.
And all my stuff's all over the place because I'm moving house.
They've showed a lack of capability because they listen to us.
We can judge them from this. We know exactly what kind of people that are.
Because we do. I don't listen to this show.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
I listen to... What I do is, you know how... Have you seen the cheese guys? And they plunge a thing into the cheese. And there'll be a warehouse full of cheese.
And they sniff it and lick it.
And they just occasionally have a bit of cheese. I have a little taste
just
now and again.
Every now and then. Are you happy with what you see?
No.
No.
Terrible.
Hi, guys. Retro Box Room.
Okay.
So when is the Folk in Scotland CD coming out?
What with
Derek being a music genius and going on enjoying his singing the last few episodes.
Can you imagine?
A far better singing voice than myself. Dude, any chance you get, you sing. Show tunes. Any
show
chance.
Tunes. Yeah, big tunes.
And I am a musical genius. I can tune a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So, no, we won't.
You ever heard
that.
An album? Do you remember back when I was at school, there was a band called The Mac Lads?
What?
And it was just the worst thing. If you ever
the
get
Mac
a chance
Lads.
To listen to The Mac Lads, they can blot.
Uh-huh.
They were like, if he formed a band,
oh, no.
But they had a song called Sweaty Betty. Oh, and if I can remember the lyrics, it was, Sweaty Betty, she's got a big vagina. Sweaty Betty, you can fit a bus inside her.
I see where they're going. Jesus Christ.
And that was one of the cleaner songs.
I saw the other day, mm-hmm. where I was sitting, I saw the tour bus of Dundee pass me.
Oh.
And I had someone on it.
Well,
there was
I'll
one
I'll
person
stop you there.
There.
The tour bus went past me the other day, And it was fucking full of people.
No, it'd be a tour.
Full.
Well, no, it'd be some
it
other
was a
tour.
Sunny day, though.
Well, it's crazy. What a bleak
they all look
day.
Like, they all look like they're tourists. Well, hopefully it's going to be tourists. Dundonians aren't going on it.
Just us fucking twats. And Jesus, the thing is, everyone we've told about it, and because I've seen the video, and I put the video up in full the other night.
Oh, how were they thinking
and
of it?
There's
tens of people we've watched.
Tens of people?
Tens?
No, something's happened.
Oh, okay.
To our YouTube channel. We just put up the clips, but suddenly people are starting to join the channel and watch it.
Oh my goodness.
Right, so every now and then I'll put up a full one because they're actually watching the channel. The channel started working again for some reason.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
That's good.
Whose idea was that?
What?
To do the bus thing.
Wasn't mine.
I am kind of useless, but B&B Jesus, I think that my B powers have been around a long time. I've just not fully accepted them.
Jesus, so anyway, what's happened with people after seeing the bus tour? They're going,
have you got any
I
honey
want
on
to do
you,
it.
Mate?
Don't
honey.
Look at me like that.
Go any honey.
They want
I'm
to do the tour.
Over, if you don't behave yourself, I'm coming over there to sting you. Where would my sting come from?
Dude, I don't like you drinking this stick of drinking coffee. This is not good. I don't like it at all. I'm uncomfortable.
I think my dad switched off.
He switched off quite a while ago. I'm trying to. But everyone wants to go on the bus tour.
Quite right. We should get a percentage.
Hold on. I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
We should organise a date where people who want to come to Dundee...
Now, they've got a very short period of time because it's not going to last long, this
right.
bus tour.
It's not going to last long. But you come to Dundee, we'll meet you at the bus tour.
And take you on the bus tour.
We're not paying for it because it's £12 each. You pay for yourself.
Aye.
But you all go on it and we'll tell you about Dundee.
We'll
you don't
you
plug
it.
You get free orange headphones, but don't plug them in.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
We'll do it for you.
We'll go with you. I'm happy to do that.
I'm happy to do that as well.
I think that'd be good.
But we'll just stop in Fife and leave them there.
Just stop. Everyone get off for a minute.
Just go off for a second.
And wait, we get back on.
Get back on the bus.
See ya.
Just imagine Chris just running down the back of the motorway, chasing after us.
Oh.
I'd tell the bus to fucking reverse into him.
Yeah, he wouldn't give up running either.
What we'd do is get up from the back of the thing.
Yeah.
We could pull out some Molotov cocktails and fucking chuck bombs at him.
This is what B. Jesus would do.
And then I'd resuscitate him and bring him back.
Captain Mark Phillips.
Okay.
I apologise for upsetting Goran with my previous comment.
What was that? It's all forgiven. I'm B. Jesus.
He said you were born in Dundee.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck you. I'm going to send an army of bees.
He's been nice. Listen, as a way to make up to him, would he like to come and see Delamitri with me?
No.
Oh. I used to be a fan, but don't hold that against me.
Justin Curry was the biggest shagger in Glasgow.
How is that possible?
From like 1993 to 1999.
That's a
famous
long time.
He used to drink in like ubiquitous chip tenants. I'd see him in the pubs a lot, always sniffing about the minge.
My God.
Those fucking lamb chops were drenched with juice.
Oh,
drenched.
God, with honey.
Thigh sweat.
Call it honey.
But they just look so elderly now. It's just, I love it. Are they over there? No, they're not. We don't have...
Oh, we need a Delamitri.
They look like wizards.
Now, I loved Reef. They were a great... I loved them in the 90s. Good band. Seen them a couple of times. All this sort of thing. But now they look like Lord of the Rings.
Right, they've got... Well, Delamitri's the same.
They all just look incredibly old.
But we're incredibly old.
No, no,
we're
me.
A little bit
I'm
young.
I'm a fucking teenager.
No, no, no.
My Pac-Man score is 35,820. A VR episode could work with one headset. We could all meet in an online room... And you could convert Goran into an online gamer. Stay frosty. They either want to get us in a room.
Okay, I know this.
There's going to be a virtual fingering. No.
I've told you, I want to be in a...
for that again.
I want to be in a bee colony. I want to be...
There's probably a video.
I want to be the queen of a bee colony. I want to be just...
I always kind of thought that.
I just want to be laying eggs.
So today,
uh-huh.
We're going to do a show that I wrote the idea for... When I went to hospital months ago,
jeez.
And you've just talked shite for months. But now I'm insisting on it.
Okay.
So, when I was going to hospital,
You
have this thing where, could I just do something myself to fix it? So I looked up DIY surgery.
Oh.
Number one.
I have done some surgery.
I've pulled a nail out my finger.
So I've
pulled a tooth out.
I've taken out a ingrown toenail. I've removed the
stinger.
Nail. kind of, I took a hot needle and plunged it in.
Oh my God. Plunged it in. Sore.
Sore, isn't it?
Done my own stitches.
I've never stitched myself, no.
Sore with dental floss. Learned the hard way in my knee. It was a goose attack. I stitched it with the dental floss, pulled it tight, popped it out. I now have a kneecap that looks like a puckered arsehole. It took months to heal.
Okay.
But I still done it.
Aye.
DIY surgery, okay. Number one. A man amputated both his arms after a crushing accident left him in constant pain. The tool he used was a table saw. He cut both his arms off, just slid them across.
A crushing injury is bad.
And he was in constant pain.
So he'd be trying to live with that for a while.
Yeah, and it sent him so crazy, he cut both his
fucking
hands.
Hell. Is there not a place in America, Stump Town?
Yeah.
And they all have missing limbs. But what they do is they'll drive out to a place and, like, they always cut off the hand they don't need.
But then, as I think you pointed out before, they stopped paying out the insurance. Yeah. And people got no arms and had no insurance.
Fuck. There was famously that guy that had his hands taken. He was in the middle of Ohio or something, mm-hmm. Michigan, in this big field with a combine. Tore both his arms off. And he walked like 4 miles to a payphone, mm-hmm. and he had dungarees on, and he phoned the pen and took the pen out and phoned for help. Survived.
There was one Japanese guy cut his arm off with a chainsaw.
Fuck.
Picked it up and controlled his breathing enough where he had minimal blood loss, and walked himself to hospital.
The panic would kill you. Like,
just slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
But he didn't tie it off. He just
fuck.
Isn't that incredible?
The Japanese
he just slowed it down, got himself to hospital.
Imagine the pain. I've crushed. See that wonky thumb?
Yeah.
See the nails all
ripply? Oh, God,
ripply.
That's mingle.
Because I squashed that in a castle door. A castle. Yeah. And that crush injury was excruciating.
Yeah, like my finger.
So can you imagine both arms just crushed? Oh.
The crushing injury I got, this finger, I put my... changed the brakes on my bike... spun the wheel.
Oh, you idiot. And
the disc, the brake disc, I put my finger in and it slammed on it. And I went, I've cut it off. Aye. I knew I'd cut my finger off. I went, don't look, just, and when you look, expect it. Aye. Don't panic. Just get it sorted. And I looked and my finger was there. And I went, whoa. And it just went black, you know, the blood.
Yeah.
And nothing came out. And I went, oh, that hurt.
And the pressure built.
The pain, right? I was all night. I was like, and you're doing this. Oh, fuck. And I couldn't have. All night.
You could have stuck up your arse, so that helped it heal.
The next day, right, I got about an hour's sleep.
Yeah.
And I got up and I thought, right, I need a bath. I'm going to go in the bath. In the bath, and I'm looking at it. Went in the other room, came back with my multi tool and just pulled the whole thing off. All this black and the blood came out, but the relief.
The relief, yeah.
And that night, it started healing.
Yeah.
Just so quick. Oh. But fuck me, that was... And it's... Oh. You don't... You've often heard pain will make you do things. I knew this will be sore, but it's less than what I've got
but
now.
I have heard people, they've got like a leg that's causing them problems. And they'll go to the NHS, could you just cut it off? And they won't.
They won't, yeah.
So they've had to be pushed it. You could get psychosomatic stuff. There's a guy who took a dislike to his arm.
Yeah.
It's perfectly normal and just
to cut it
kept
off.
Putting on line on railway tracks and shit.
Oh God.
It's fuck.
But pain can make you do it.
Pain's quite a thing.
There was a guy and it was like a part of a study, this information.
Yeah.
There was a guy working on a building site. He jumped down, a nail straight through his foot.
Oof.
Screaming the pain. They were like, God, how are we going to do this? Got him to hospital, carefully cut the boot off, and the nail went through past his toes and missed them. But the pain was real. They said, no, he expected pain, so the brain created pain. Because that's what it is.
Have you seen the one they did? I've seen YouTube. They get the guy sat there.
Oh, that, and
the rubber hand.
Yeah.
And they're stroking. Like, and they go with a hammer.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
And you'll feel it.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
You'll feel it.
Yeah.
They get hit. So you do feel these things. Yeah. So pain's a funny one. Yeah. But when I had proper... like that crushing, no problem. And the thing is, it didn't have a long nail, so I had to push the multi-tool under it.
Oh, lovely.
Lift it.
Well, it's like that guy that...
I did it.
That guy that got crushed under a boulder.
He was shagging a chicken.
Yeah. No,
the other one. No, it was the
Spanish. We won't invite him on the show then.
It was the Spanish
127
guy.
127 hours, the guy who cut his own chicken. Maybe he was. Maybe, was there a chicken where he was? Maybe a
no,
raccoon.
There was a guy.
I know, I've seen the photograph.
But what had happened, he made a romantic evening of it, and he had a little fire, and it expanded the cracks in the rock.
I heard some another day.
Killed
there
him.
Was a gang of guys in
and
India.
And the chicken.
A gang of guys in India that have been done. They were raping animals, but they were raping like a big fucking lizard.
What?
They were raping some, yeah.
Now, I don't believe in capital punishment in that, but if someone just shot them all.
Raping a lizard.
Just, you know what I mean? What the fuck?
There's a reason.
You're not bringing anything to society, guys.
No, it's like guys that go and interfere with horses all the time. Horses are target all the time.
Where is it, South America, that when you're young,
yeah,
you kind of practice on a horse? Right, and there's this
by
village.
South America. Do you mean Fife? Do you mean like Kirkcaldy?
Kirkcaldy, yeah.
Would it be a horse?
Glen Rothes, all the horses. Are... But anyway, you'll go driving along and you'll see a field full of donkeys. But one donkey has a new sun hat on. You go, where'd you get that fucking sun hat? Because the guys get a favorite. Now they move on and they get wives, but they always think back to the donkey. And you'll see a donkey with like a new necklace.
That's no right, is it?
You'll see it, it's got like
that's a, no right.
It's like where did all these donkeys are just looking at the sky. That one's got a new
they've
Sony
just,
TV.
They've just no tried hard enough.
This is what's happened. Yeah. And it's so fucking weird. And they were driving around in this documentary and you see different fields and there's one with this a set of headphones
men
on.
Men will fuck anything.
Yeah, but they kind of fall in love with this donkey.
Do. Yeah. Isn't it
strange?
God, the car one we keep speaking about, it's just awful.
And one field has a carpet and you're like, what the fuck?
Fully carpeted.
Yeah. It's fucking weird. Oh. They're not just going, look, we're old friends and I'm going to keep you in the way you're accustomed with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're like a CD player. I'm not doing
do
that.
You know one day
they're
we'll have
still
a,
fucking that donkey.
Do you know one day we'll have a human, like a human animal hybrid. Do you think they've ever...
Kirkcaldy!
Do you think they've tried it, though?
Yes, of course.
Because remember, there's a while they were using pig valves and hearts and stuff.
Yeah, but they...
And there was I did see a mouse with an ear on it once.
Yeah, but you had to whisper around it.
A human ear.
You had to whisper around it. The thing is, right, I think with the pigs, though, it's human hearts in it.
Yeah.
It's not...
I've seen the Chinese guy that did the tattoos. He tattooed a load of pigs.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's strange, and then killed the pigs and, like... Took the skin and did stuff.
Ugh, people are strange.
People are fucking strange. Well, Dundee's got the V&A, so we can't really speak.
I know, eh? We've got... the only time I went in it, we got followed by 14 security guards. I went in for a piss, and there's like everyone's just staring at you. Don't steal that pencil, it's worth 40 quid.
Oh, but do you remember there was a piggy bank, and it was a cast of a piglet, a dead piglet?
Yeah.
It was like 250 quid.
This is...
I went in again, it wasn't there.
Jesus God.
Somebody bought it.
Number two.
Okay.
A man wanted to inspect his own colon with a homemade endoscope made from a Panasonic camcorder. After reaching over 14 inches into the rectum, the homemade device became stuck and extensive emergency surgery required to remove the camera. Now, there was a picture.
You can get things now that you can go inside. You can get an endoscope now online.
I've got a little tiny scope for doing electronics and that. This picture is of a fucking a handycam up the guy's arse. The whole thing's up it.
He wasn't checking anything. He was just sticking up his arse.
Because then you'd have to have the old AV cables coming out the side to your telly. And there's no way you can push. Because I was in the house when I read this, trying to...
You could push.
No, you have to sit. So you get a couple of handles. Now, I've read this. And you pull yourself down. And then you don't get a clear lens because the lube's everywhere, apparently. So here. But
the photographs would be so beautiful, wouldn't they?
The x-ray was... I would have the x-ray of
Panasonic camcorder. Imagine you up with your family and they put on the holiday snaps and somebody puts your tape in by mistake.
Like that. What's that?
Where is it? It's five. Is that the Aurora Borealis? There was
Aurora,
a guy in some factory. I think it's
Bonanza.
It's always America. Probably Florida. But there was a conveyor belt that ran all the time.
Right.
And at lunchtime, this guy's wee treat was to go and just rest his bollocks walk alongside the conveyor belt, but just let the...
Just rub them.
Just tug at his balls.
Just a gentle...
Yeah, just tug them in front of him. So he followed
did
after
Did this go
them.
Wrong?
He got caught in the gearing system, and he was so embarrassed. He didn't go... One ball was torn off, so he cleaned everything up.
Just went home.
And then just got gaffer tape and gaffered it, to and be the fair, whole lot just swelled up.
To be fair, if I had ripped my balls off getting a thrill at work on a conveyor belt, I wouldn't say a word either. I'd just sit there dying.
You'd maybe get some mental health help. You could maybe pull that card.
Getting your balls scraped against something can be unpleasant. Yeah, getting it ripped off at work
torn off.
You're too embarrassed to say something.
I saw somebody on Twitter posted a picture, and it was an old guy in a petrol station. And they like drive past, and he's got the fucking petrol pump right up his arse, and he's wanking. And he spots them looking at him, and he goes... And just puts it back into the thing. It's right up his
arse. Imagine going to get petrol and going, what's that fucking smell? It smells like shite in here.
It's like blot when he has that can of beer that's got shit on it. And he keeps drinking. He's like, rather than going, oh, he goes, is that? He goes, I'm not sure if that's shit or not. It smells like shite. Tastes like shite.
The fuck? You know, watching him, you're going, who watches him? You. Who pays him? You. You do it. You've allowed him to leave his job at the factory.
It's me. It's
you.
Somebody else is watching him. Still.
Number three.
Okay.
After suffering excruciating toothache, Thomas Newbury of Cheltenham reached for a pair of old pliers and pulled out the offending tooth. But soon after, the pain continued. He pulled out the next tooth in line with it. Still no respite from the pain. So he went on pulling teeth until he could no longer feel the pain. He'd pulled out one rotten tooth and six healthy teeth to get to the right one. Now, I have a toothache and can't tell.
No, you should be able to. You should be able to tap on it and feel.
Yeah, but I've had it where you go, God, that's sore. Yeah. And then the next one beside it starts and your whole jaw and your lower teeth hurt. And they have to check to
during
make sure.
Lockdown, remember, you couldn't get to the dentist.
You had to do it yourself.
Yeah.
My God. I pulled that one out myself.
Yeah, I used to pull out teeth when I was a kid. Came when they were loosening, you'd get them out.
I remember doing that.
I might
tie
them a bit of string round them and slam the door and shit.
Oh no, I was too scared. I would just shake it back and forward until it blew up.
So I've heard. Is that what you call it, blowing up, Dave?
Number four. Miner Eric Alexander Paul used tin snips to cut his toes and part of his right foot off to escape a cave-in. He used his shirt to stem the bleeding and walk a quarter of a mile to the surface.
Fuck.
10 snips to cut off your toes and foot.
How were you? Oh, I once met...
That's horrific.
I once met guys who were twins.
Okay.
And they were like slightly conjoined, but they're conjoined by the toes. This is true. And one of them was very jealous because they'd made a decision. And one got the toes and one didn't.
I'm going to tell people this like it's fact. Don't you fucking start.
And he was jealous of it. They think they should have went eeny meeny and gave them a set of each, but no, they just went.
So they look like a dovetail.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. Number five.
Okay.
An Indian man was getting tormented by a buzzing in his ear. Day and night, he couldn't sleep, couldn't concentrate. Believing it was an insect had taken up residence in his ear canal, and out of pure frustration, he took a red-hot poker and jammed it in his ear. Surviving the incident with severe burns and battling repeated infections, when the unfortunate individual recovered, the buzzing returned. After seeing his doctor, tinnitus was diagnosed.
Oh, that would drive you nuts, though.
Yeah. Could you imagine it?
Yeah, it's awful.
Well, there was a picture, and it's like the 70s, and he's lying in the hospital, and the ear is black, and it's just all, it's disgusting.
My dad swears blind that many years ago he saw a TV show, and it was a woman in India had swallowed a snake. She'd drank some water, managed to swallow a snake egg. Mm-hmm. It hatched, and it was in the esophagus, and it used to go, when it was being fed.
Don't! This is why your dad doesn't listen. And he swears blind about this.
Yeah, he swears blind as well.
Whack! Oh no.
You do get some parasites.
You do, but well, Mariah, they're not a quacking
Mariah
snake.
Callis used to give themselves tapeworms so they'd keep their weight down.
That's taken off again.
I can imagine.
About 2010.
Well, you could get a Zembic.
You started going into places and they go, oh, got a little worm for you. And they give it. And do you know how you get out your arse? Look on YouTube. There was a guy.
Oh, but the length of these things.
30 foot.
Yeah.
Guy. He was a doctor and he wanted to show what the parasite does.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And he gets a pencil out his arse and like he's thread, winding it.
Yeah, it's like a ribbon.
Yeah, and he's just winding it out his arsehole going, oh.
But it snaps dead easily.
Yeah, that's why it's got to be gentle.
All a little bit gentle, yeah. Okay. I've seen deer going about with a tapeworm hanging out its arse.
You see them. You see worms in that, you know.
No, nice.
But what's the worm? I don't know if it's them, but you get worms and you've got to wait. So if your friend's got worms, you get their bare arse out, tell them to bend over, put the light off, wait. Put the light on really quickly and the worm's there.
Touch it.
And then you've got to grab it with tweezers.
I've seen once. Is it not the guinea worm?
That's what I was told to do.
The guinea worm comes out your... Was that in Cub Camp?
Yeah.
There's one that comes out your leg and shit. And you have to tie a pencil around it, sprouts at your... It's horrible stuff.
Horrible, horrible.
They're just doing their thing.
I know, but I don't want their thing.
No.
And I'm not sitting... I have people in my life
I'm
I care about.
I'm not squeamish about stuff, but you don't want stuff that's in your eyes. Worms you get
Have you
your
seen
eye.
Them, the close-up, and you see them swimming about?
No,
it's
fuck
It's like
that.
A horror
that's,
film.
That's horrific, yeah.
Number six. Excuse me. After
my cough's gone, thanks for asking, everyone. Yeah.
I was starting to worry you had whooping cough because it was just this...
yeah, it was hanging about.
It was just going about, but... After a Californian 54-year-old had gotten a sex toy stuck up his anus...
Stuck.
He fashioned a hook out of a coat hanger to retrieve the impacted dildo.
Was it right up there?
He attached the other end of the hook to a door handle and he was employing the tooth removal method.
Oh.
Now, where was I? He realised the error because he pushed the door and nothing happened.
Right.
Apart from excruciating pain.
Jesus.
He decided to remove the hook and make his way to hospital. This is when he realised the hook was now stuck in there as well as the dildo.
Fuck.
He drove 45 minutes to the hospital, which he described as uncomfortable. He was treated and made a full recovery. They didn't say what surgery.
The thing is, they see that a lot.
But how could you get a full dildo
a
up
lot.
There? Then a coat hanger?
A lot. I think it happens
a watch?
Lot. Yeah, a lot. I think
Holy
a lot.
Fuck.
A lot, mate. A lot more.
Because they know what
think.
They're doing.
Nine Wells all the time it
They'll
happens.
Come in, they'll go, right, we know this.
Cape Ross used to work at Nine Wells and it happened
I was going to say,
lot.
A lot of his
lot.
Dolls went. You know.
Yeah, some of them.
Number seven.
Jim.
A woman fearing another stillbirth during labour.
Oh my god.
Listen
Lord.
To this. Now that's terrible. So she's got this in her head. She's had maybe one or two stillbirths. She didn't want another one. She used a kitchen knife for a self caesarean.
Wow.
Three cuts and she was through to the baby. The child survived and the mother was attended by a local nurse who arranged her internal organs. This is what it put. And sewed her up with a needle and cotton thread. Got her to hospital, and after a 10-day in hospital with several surgeries, the mother returned home and continued in good health.
Fuck.
That's insane.
The most like chemically imbalanced period of her life is when you hit puberty and your hormones are going wild and you're a little bit unpredictable as a teenager.
I was asked once, when you were that age, how often did you wank? The question should be,
when were you not
wanking? How were you not wanking?
What did you not wank about?
About three fucking minutes a day.
Jesus Christ, Cleo Rockus, man, she almost killed me that
Yeah, moment. Yeah, I could imagine.
I almost
imagine.
Died of...
Wank?
Dehydration.
Yeah.
I'm just all... No, but women during pregnancy, imagine the hormonal soup that's going through them.
And then you've got fear and the psychological damage.
And the toughness. I don't think it's any tougher
herself.
Than a pregnant woman. It's wild.
It just shows you what you'll do.
Yeah.
Number eight.
A caesarean is wild, though.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're cutting through a lot of meat.
And it's muscle, the pain in it.
Yeah.
She did it.
Did it.
She took the baby out herself.
Wow, that's wild. That's wild.
Number eight, after inhaling a large amount of soot, a Brazilian farmer decided to clean out his nose using a Tool air compressor.
Oh, for fuck.
He put the hose in one nostril. He expected the suit would be blown out the other. Instead, he instantly burst both his eardrums, caused a tear in his throat, and collapsed both lungs. He survived thanks to the quick actions of his co-workers. I don't know what they did. They put him in a van and put him to hospital. I can't imagine. But what were you thinking?
I've told you. Boom! I tell you the one, the guy was the... It was like the streets of London. It was a history of different streets.
Okay.
There was a point in London where they used to walk all the cattle to this particular place.
Oh, you've told me this, and this stuck in your mind because you thought about it.
The young lad, it's not them getting blowjobs. Oh. It's the young guy was working with a guy in the slaughter place, and he turned to a guy and he says, look how sharp that knife is, and slit his own throat right in front of this kid, a young guy.
Jesus Christ.
And the co-workers jumped in the guy, and there was a vet there, and he sewed them up. And while they were taking him to the hospital, the guy just tore out his throat, tore his own throat out and died.
Mm.
Imagine seeing that as a young kid.
I used to
work with some right twats, but nobody was like throwing themselves in a bucket of acid and shit. I would haunt you, wouldn't it?
I remember I was probably 17.
Okay.
First job.
Uh-huh.
Doing upholstery. So I'm learning it.
Uh-huh.
And one guy lifted his top and he had the pierced nipples, but he had one bar that went from one nipple to the other. And he went, check that, and then put it away again. And I was
disturbed as fuck.
Yeah. It disturbed me fuck.
That's very unusual, though.
I lasted another week at that job and left. Yeah. He just went, check that. You seen that before? And it was a metal bar that went from one nipple
to
the other.
I've never heard of that, have you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have heard of it. I saw it, and it traumatised me for about 5 years.
What? Well, that's him grooming you, essentially.
Yeah. You do it to everybody.
Yeah, it's a grooming thing.
You do it to everyone.
Because people think that men in workplaces who are grooming other young guys, they never come to them with like a fucking gay pornography. It's always straight stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's peculiar.
But this bar, and his nipples were like...
Oh!
Because it went across his chest.
Right.
And he'd be probably about 25.
Oh. You should have
his nipples were
it.
Like... Right. Yeah, you could grab it and go, right, you're going this way, son. There's nothing he could do.
Yeah, like, Kim, oh.
We're going to the swimming. He couldn't say no.
You're coming, yeah.
Yeah, nothing he could say.
Oh,
isn't that a weird one?
That is
number
a strange one.
After standing on a wooden board with a nail in it.
Oh.
Oh, listen to this. Derek Fanamas, I don't know his name, Fanamas, looked down to see a large silver nail poking up through the middle of his foot.
Yeah.
Following first aid instructions, he did not pull the board out, but instead walked 14 miles on the board to receive medical aid. He claimed it was more annoying than painful. Clump.
Well, I suppose it depends where it's going through your foot.
I've done it. Have you stood on a nail on
a
board?
No, my brother
I've done
did.
It.
My brother
I've done
did.
It.
Yeah,
I've got a lovely mark on the bottom of my foot.
Went right through his foot. Yeah.
I didn't go all the way through mine's, but it went in a chunk.
I've told you this. So at my work, we looked at it. There'd been a broken beer bottle,
mm-hmm.
and a guy was carrying a standard lamp for his wife, and he just trod on this shard, kind of at the base, and just a piece of glass, mm-hmm. and he stood right on it, and it went straight through his trainer and straight through his foot, scalpel sharp.
Oh, horrible!
So he just goes, oh, it falls over,
mm-hmm.
and the first aid guy for the work went out. They got him in a wheelchair. And I looked at his foot and his trainer just swelled right up with the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started to come through the eyelets. And the first aider said to him, are you okay? And the guy says, oh, it's really sore. He says, you might feel a bit faint. He says, you've lost a tremendous amount of blood.
Oh, Jesus.
And the guy, it's the last thing he says.
Actually, I've done it twice.
Yeah.
I've just remembered. I was going to the computer fair at the Bonner Hall.
I've stood in a bit of Lego, though. Remember that?
Well, you've felt pain. Mm. And while we're walking up there,
uh-huh.
and walking back.
Yeah.
Simple. And I saw these bloody footmarks. And I went, someone saw something happen. Jesus Christ. When I got in, I went, oh, I went to take my shoe off. It was sore. I'd stood on a little tiny nail.
Oh, fuck.
Just a wee sharp, like carpet tack.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel it.
No.
And it was me bleeding everywhere. And that blood, that was here. That was here, you know.
Dogs licking it.
The pub they couldn't sell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right past that, the footprints and blood lasted about 5 years.
Jesus Christ.
They stayed there. The rain never got rid of it. Stayed there. So that was, I did do that.
Like alien blood.
Years, God, in the 90s, it was my brother. Come in, he worked for some company that would put in windshields. in cars.
Uh-huh.
Come in and go, oh, I cut myself. And there was this tiny little mark. Oh, God, it's so sore. It's so sore. And I went, like, stop it. It's nothing. Let's see it. I went, oh, God, you know, stop it. He went, oh, I'm feeling sick as I can't. And he was getting whiter and whiter. And I went, okay, we'll go to hospital. Maybe a wee bit of glass in it. So I was sitting with him, and they x-rayed him, they froze it up, and they just opened a wee bit. They pulled out a shard of glass about 5 inches long. It was right up into his wrist.
Oh, jeez.
And I was telling him, I went, stop, fuck. It was a tiny cut. It went. Now, I've seen things like that. You've seen it in front of you. That was the first time my knees went. Because this bit of glass just came out, and I went, oh, fuck.
I've been fucking about nerves and everything.
And then he went and got more x-rays and that, and they said, oh, you're fine, it's all good. Oh, Jesus. The pain he was, it missed anything.
Yeah,
but it went, nasty. It was in his thumb.
There's a guy I was at school with, he saw a guy, he worked for a glazer, and he saw a guy squashed by like a ton of glass.
Oh, God.
Just fell, slipped off and fell on him.
My dad?
Pancaked him.
At work. This was about 1989, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Come in one day. Now, he was the safety officer, I have to say,
Jesus
as well.
Christ.
So he came in.
He should have played safe.
He's got
safe,
tape around his thumb.
Mm.
I think it was his thumb, yeah. And what happened, the pipes on the truck had come loose and crushed his thumb.
Oof.
But it split like the mouth of a Muppet, and it opened up, and you could see the bone. But he just got Sellotape.
Well,
3 days later, the Sellotape's off and it's healing.
Yeah.
Me, I've got cuts on me from 15 years ago that are still red.
Yeah, just your luck, really, isn't it?
But you just healed instantly.
Just a clean cut, yeah.
And if someone sneezed and hurt their back, he'd have them at hospital because he was the safety officer. Honestly, but him, no, he just Sellotape.
I was at school, a guy got his finger bitten off by a rabbit.
Oh, shit.
He'd been putting out snares, and the rabbit he thought was dead, and it turned and just bit the first digit off.
Sharp teeth.
Sharp wee teeth. Playful little animals, but sharp wee teeth.
Number 10. Three Russian fishermen once ingested an industrial cleaning solution to get drunk.
Oh.
But soon after, they were in severe pain. Now regretting their decision, they searched for more chemicals to neutralize the poison. After drinking 5 different concoctions, including white spirit, engine oil, degreaser, they waited to see what happened. You know what happened?
They died.
That's what I wrote. They died. They were drinking engine oil, degreaser.
Well, I told you, at the end of the Second World War, there was an embedded American military journalist guy. And he said there was like a battalion of Russians and they'd got their hands on antifreeze. And he said, they're all dead. They're all walking about, but they're all dead.
There's nothing
they're
you can do.
Dead. There's nothing you could do for
these
them.
These guys were drinking engine oil to neutralise it. Because in their panic, someone said, no, we need to neutralise this and we'll survive.
They might have survived the initial drug.
Yeah, oil will do it. Someone else will do it.
Because there's some things. Oh, God. Do they say, if you ingest bleach, you don't make yourself sick, do you? Because it comes back up again. It
goes into your lungs and shit. Yeah. I just don't know.
I don't tend to drink these things.
I avoid bleach.
Can I mean?
Most things like that.
Oh.
But the funny thing is, right?
Cape Ross once made me a meal. And if I
bleach. You'd be dead.
He managed to undercook and overcook the rice simultaneously. So it was mushy and solid.
And solid.
Peculiar.
My girlfriend, great person.
Terrible cook.
Jesus.
Shocking, like offensively bad.
She made me a baked Alaskan curry.
Oh, for fuck. Hold on, baked Alaskan curry.
It was frozen, right, on the inside, cooked on the outside, or vice versa.
That's the most
I can't remember.
Dangerous.
I have never had diarrhea like it in my life. But I didn't know her well at the time. So I just ate it and went, oh, I'll avoid the ice. And I only ate a wee bit.
That was enough.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
Now, it was the sort of diarrhea that you go, I'm finished. Then you hear dribbling.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was coming out.
No, it was just keeping going.
Fucking terrible. I barely made it home.
I went to a Christmas night out with the work once. And it was us, and there was the Tayside dog groomers and Grampian chickens, the chicken slaughterers, and that was it. And
what
buffet,
a night.
The buffet was a, it was a half circle, and you walked along it, and when the middle section, it just started again. So it was a reflection, and there was like Indian food and all kinds of stuff, and it was pakora, and I went to bite into the pakora, and the center was frozen absolutely solid.
Really?
But there's a, my mate Glancy, he used to work in a pub in Dundee on the Perth Road. And they used to have Friday golf.
Right.
So all the guys, they would go away and play golf and then they would come back to the pub. And because they were regulars, they had mince rolls for them when they got back.
Okay.
The mince was kept in a perspex, what do you call that?
Tupperware.
Yeah. Not a container. An ash in the microwave.
Right.
Week to week. And they would take it out, stir in the crust and put it back in the microwave. And the following week, it was the same fucking mince.
People are just going to die on
for weeks. For weeks. But
the only time I've been in a restaurant where I've went, I remember I was in one restaurant in the States and in the curry, it was boiled chicken instead of, you know, and I was it was all round, you know what I mean? Nonsense. Nothing really bad. But years ago, there used to be where Blacks is in the town. It was Garfunkel's.
Oh, fuck. Garfunkel's were famously, they were employing like illegal immigrants and
on
paid
a Friday,
them zilch.
There was a buffet.
Garfunkel's was there for years.
Yeah, there was a cheap buffet on him, right.
Yeah.
So I'd go down, and sometimes you're the only person there, but for a couple of quid, you got a ton of food. Not even a couple of quid, there's a ton of food,
just
right?
Awful stuff.
One day I went in, the chef clearly never turned up. So the staff thought, how can we get away with this? And in the bowls where there was meant to be food, beans in one, peas in the other, and they'd got a family selection of crisps and different crisps. So I paid, the till was at the front, I paid and went over and went, what the fuck is this?
Beans and crisps.
Beans and crisps. And they thought, no one will notice. And I used to get fish and it was always lovely. Beans and crisps.
No, they were famously shit, Garfunkel's. Seemingly, can those Aberdeen steakhouses, there's loads of them in London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're famously dodgy with their staff as well. Just
really?
Like, yeah,
like P&O ferries.
Yeah.
They pay £1 an hour.
Why are P&O ferries? You're at sea in a boat.
Yeah.
And the people that are looking after you are getting paid fucking...
Nothing.
Why were they allowed to get away with it? I don't understand.
And then they got all this money from the government and they're still not paying their staff.
It's appalling.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck, fuck them. Fuck them.
So that was DIY surgery.
It's because it's at sea and the rules
of the
sea.
Yeah, no, the rules. Fuck that. I would love to hear from our listeners their own DIY surgery because looking at them, they've carried out some surgery.
Oh, did I tell you that I got a piece of stum in my eye once, a bit of metal, and I just got a tweezers and pulled that out.
Oh, Jesus. But you'll have to, if you get an MRI now, they'll have to check there's nothing in
it. I've had
now.
One since.
And did you tell them?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, it rips out your eye.
I forgot all about it. I don't get any blinder. I can't see a fucking thing. Which, to be honest with you, is quite handy when I'm doing this.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, join us on to our new patrons. Hello.
How many things does Chris Shadowins have up his arse right now?
Three.
Yeah.
And that's just fingers.
I heard that Tenacious D.
Don't.
They loved
it. We've started the war.
They loved it.
What? Fingers
sleazy,
on their
arse? Sleazy Tam, Goldilocks, and Andy. They loved it.
They had a great time.
They had a great time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Entertaining.
Don't start the war.
No. Holly, we won that war.
Holly never forgive us.
She's no sent the stickers yet.
Is that right? She's full of shit.
Full of shit.
Our fans are full of shit. I couldn't believe it.
The teasers.
Our listeners. Called them fans. I didn't mean that. Our listeners.
Fannies.
But join us on Patreon for as low as $2 a month where you could see all this. You get the full versions of the video and it's really entertaining.
We should get some. I see that the lassie for Jaws died.
Who?
Kind of woman that dies at the beginning of Jaws.
Oh, yeah. Famous, that's right. I did see
what's
that.
His name?
And at that part, people are so scared because no one realises she's naked and you see her fanny. And it's bushy.
I noticed.
I didn't. I heard that she's completely naked.
He was a director.
And I didn't believe it, but she is.
Who's the director that died? The famous schlock guy.
Corman.
Roger Corman, Toxic Avenger. Yeah. Seemingly died, but like so many people had worked with
him. As he died, he was still making films.
Yeah. But so many really well-known people have worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's Paul Schrader decided just to spend the day just slagging them to fuck. When somebody dies, he just slagged them.
Just slagging
them. Some personal animus he had with them.
Because we got James Cameron from him. Yeah. Loads of people. Yeah, yeah. Loads of people. James Cameron, working for him, made the greatest spaceship ever.
With
designed.
The one with
the Nell. It has tits.
Has tits.
If a spaceship has tits, it's a winner with
have
me.
You seen James Cameron's art?
He's really good.
He's a phenomenally...
He's really,
he's
really good.
He's an absolute piece of shit, but he's phenomenally talented,
he's
man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's very,
yeah,
very
he's
good.
He's very good.
Have you seen Steven Spielberg's doodles?
No. Is he shite?
Watch the documentary about that War of the Worlds and look at Spielberg's doodles.
He's just not very good.
Mind-blowing.
Oh, mind-blowing. We'll have to check.
Yeah, yeah, check them out. Okay.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go along the Kobe. I'm fancying one of those sandwiches.
Well, our friend has ended the radiotherapy today, so we're having a celebratory lunch.
Oh,
we're doing okay. that's good.
I don't like to eat you lot, though.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't like to watch you lot eat.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's like you speak, but then with this food in the mouth.
When you visit downstairs and you steal food,
steal?
You
that's
put it in
strong,
by the handful.
That's a strong
and
word.
And you laugh. Because you've stolen it, you laugh as you eat and it fires everywhere.
Steal is a very strong word. I think you'd have to temper that.
Okay, I'll temper it with, when you thieve it, Jesus.
Oh, well.
Until next time, laters.
Ta-da, ta-da.